Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Been. I mean, I've been here all along. Where have you been?
That's the real question. Where have you been? I've been waiting for every single one of you. I'm really disappointed that you guys would choose to show up so late. It really is disappointing. Okay, I put my life on the line for this stream every day, and you guys are late. How dare you? This is so... It is so disappointing. I'm really heartbroken. I really am. That I'm made to wait this long. Oh my god. Jeez. You know, if it were any other streamer, they wouldn't have waited. Yes, in the heezy. For sheezy. That reminds me of this clip. You guys ever watch this clip? Thanks for liking the stream. You guys ever watch this clip? This is so fucking...
all we know is she'd have a Snoop Dogg.
This is like such a crazy clip.
A tattoo on her shoulder.
Her shoes on my nose.
I'm telling you. Before we know it, she'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
Her shoes on my nose.
I'm telling you, Julie went.
My God. What's up, everybody? How you doing?
What'd you think about that?
Huh? She got fired for that?
Oh my God, you guys doing okay? What are you talking about in the chat? Chat is going wild today, huh? Chat's going wild. The hell part of Ocarina Time are we listening to? Horse race. Let's go over here. Okay, can't deal with this. Can't do this anymore. Sup, 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 you beautiful bastards. Sup, 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 you beautiful bastards. Feels like you're going to go to battle or something? Yeah, I know. We need something more chill. So, of course, I put Animal Crossing on. Sup, 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 sup. Zoran Domain. That is correct, JD Power. Is that the real JD Power? I need to know. Sounded like a cult. What's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome. Olá. Boa noite. Boa tarde. Bom dia. Bom dia. So, you want to know something funny about Portuguese? Pardon me. My microphone went limp, okay? Don't judge it, all right? It's been taking, didn't take its rhino pills today, okay? Please, forgive them. Anyway, you want to know something funny? Bom dia, in Portuguese, good day, good morning, sounds exactly like bom dia, little butt. So... it's like, how do you say it? Is it homophones? Words that sound similar? So, yeah, homophones, pronunciation, but different meanings, origins, and spelling, yeah. Bom dia, bom dia. Yeah. Well, there's no hi. It's just a little but. But, yeah. It's just, bom dia is like, good day. And bunjinha is just little butt. But they sound exactly the same if you say them the right way. Yes, it does sound so similar. Yeah, I know. We got some Portuguese speakers in the chat. They vouch. Elmo, I don't know. That's how you say good night. No, good night is boa noite. Buena notte. Boa noite. I'm little butt today. Okay, I'll be big butt tomorrow. I'm getting a BBL. You guys will notice it. Okay, I'm going to be walking around with my James Charles gait. You got 5 ads. No! Nikki left the room. I like telling English speakers how to say knife in Portuguese. Faca? That's how you say knife. Faca. Is it because it sounds like fucker? Faca. Motherfucker. Oh my God. No way. I'll be dragging the wagon. Yeah. What? Yeah, it sounds so fucking funny. How do you spell it? F-A-C-A. That's how you spell faca. Motherfucker. Oh, that, now I got Dennis will be dragging a wagon. You're talking about my BBL. I'm Brazilian. I don't know why I haven't gotten one yet. Technically, I'm supposed to be born with one. That's what happens. Like, they give you a BBL. You know how a lot of countries, if you're a guy, they give you a circumcision, like, right out the gate, right? In Brazil, it's the other way around. They don't do that. They give you a BBL right out the gate, okay? So, get a Brazilian wax, too. Yes. That's on the in the plans. I'm actually surprised. I never got a Brazilian wax. Did I go a little too? Was that a little too graphic with talking about circumcisions and BBLs? I came to the weirdest conversation. Yes, welcome. We get weird here. Today is that kind of day. I used to think you were Jewish. I mean, according to my DNA test, I am 1% Ashkenazi Jew. So I do have a little Jewish in me. Okay? Zero, painful, zero stars. What's going on? Shalom! Mazel Tov! Also, you want to know my favorite musical? Weird Noodles? Was that weird? It's my favorite musical ever. I may have played this before.
Vision. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word.
Tradition! So he recently passed away, which is very sad. It's very, very sad. He just passed away. He was one of my favorite performers ever.
Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years.
He goes, the mama! The mama! Tradition. The papa.
It's a tradition. And because of our traditions, every one of us knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
I grew up with Rocky Horror Picture myself, but that's only the first of many that I love and appreciate. I mean, there are a lot of really great musicals. Phantom of the Opera is fucking amazing. I got to see that on Broadway. It was fucking amazing. If I was a rich man. Hey, by the way, I don't know how I feel about Gwen Stefani stealing that song, which she didn't steal the song. She adapted it. But, hey, how you doing? I follow if you can burp. Well, good for you. I just burped a second ago. So now you got to follow. Okay? I was able to contain it, though. If I was a rich man? No, I think if I was a rich girl. If I was... let's listen to the original. If I was a rich man. Here's the original. What, Alfred Molina did... Fiddler on the Roof? No fucking way.
To death. All the... If I were a rich man...
Hold on, this is like a bad quality. This is bad quality. Let's watch this one.
If I were a rich man... All day long... I
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Hold on. What? Here we go.
If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, now, if I were a rich girl, Gwen Stefani's the first one that comes up. This guy always has the history of stuff. But I think I remember this one.
Big up, Bud!
Big up, Bud! Holy shit, that just blew up my eardrums.
Get a youth to Norwich and switch. All massive and chrome. Mission no chill, just passing through.
You guys remember this? This was in Chicago too, in the musical. Oh, she got down with that fucking reggae mix. Holy fuck. She went right into that reggae cadence. Reggae. Like, them are kind of rich. Them are kind of rich. What kind of rich? Them are kind of. Damn.
Rich away you make man. And if me rich, would I take a man now for the sheets? And if me rich, would I build up a school and teach? And if me rich, things would I run neatly? And if me rich, could I live out my life properly?
Hey, if I was a rich girl. No, 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 no.
Okay, now here is
If I were a rich man, yeah,
if I were a rich man.
Oh my god, we got all these over here lined up. Holy shit, hold up. This is the Gwen Stefani one.
My name is Gwen Stefani.
My name is Gwen Stefani.
My Mushy okane, mushy da ta ra. Mushy okane, mushy da ra ra.
Come together all over the world, from the hood to Japan, Harajuku girls.
What? Hey.
It's all love, what? Give it up.
What?
Come together all over the world.
Hey, they're doing capoeira, no fucking way. This is capoeira.
Come together all over the world.
They're dancing, that's capoeira.
From the hood to Japan, Harajuku girls.
What?
It's all love,
what?
Give it up.
What?
Anyway, this is definitely going to get claimed, so I can't play all of it. But where's the Alfred Molina one? Let me see. Oh, he was... While he was... No fucking way that Alfred Molina... So, during the filming... When Alfred Molina was filming for Spider-Man, Alfred Molina... He was also training for his role on stage on Broadway's Fiddler on the Roof. After an intense day of filming green screen footage for Spider-Man 2, Molina takes a moment in between takes to lighten the mood. I did drink a lot of energy drinks. How did you know? Is that really that obvious?
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man.
That's so fucking funny. Holy shit. That is so fucking funny. We just went down a rabbit hole. If I was a rich man, da 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 da. Isn't it funny how shit just like comes back? It comes back around. Shit comes back around. Yes, you know all. We got. What do we got going on here today? There's a lot. I'm going to check out the Discord channel. Tana responded to iDubbbz' apology. I'm going to check out the Discord videos channel. So if you want to submit anything in there, I'm going to check it out in a second. I know there were quite a few people who are asking for ghost vids. We'll watch a few today. But yeah. Seems like today was a low-key day on the internet. There was some stuff happening, but... Not that much crazy stuff. Outside of this guy. You guys see this guy? Holy shit. Man opens emergency exit door during flight on Asiana Airlines. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He opened it mid-flight. Like, people could have flown and been sucked out of the airplane. I don't know. The timeline just feels like a war zone all the time. It feels like Jenna Ortega smoking. Oh my goodness! No! Jenna Ortega smoking! I was staring at this shit confused as fuck for like a good 5 seconds. Are you talking about the Drake image, or are you talking about what Kai? I mean, Speed has collabed with Kai before, with Tiana Trump before. So has Kai. I don't understand why they're... Dude, censored porn. That's so true. I would drink... You would drink Drake's bathwater. I heard it comes with a little bit of Tapatio in it. He just wants to make sure there's no sperm. All the sperm is dead.
powerful the human mind. Then one day I came across this book called The Secret.
Oh my God, no way. I got a few Brazilian. You guys ever see this Brazilian news page? They're very biased, but they're kind of funny sometimes. Oh, holy shit, really? I guess, you guys know Anita? She's filming a new music video. There's like a hostage scene in it? What? This is a cover too. Oh yeah, It's My Life. Isn't that the Bruce Springsteen song? Oh no. Oh, I think I know. It's a different song. It's not the Bruce Springsteen song. It's another one.
It's funny how I find myself.
Man, the bass player from that band, Mean Bon Jovi, I don't know the difference. I'm like Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, they're both from New Jersey, right? They're the same. Like, this is really old. This is from 13 years ago. Holy shit. But don't you ever think, like, I don't remember the whole story between her and her ex, but this dude, his entire career was just getting pummeled by Gwen Stefani in every album. Isn't it fucking crazy? Like, his entire career, he's the guy that she originally dated, who like broke her heart and left her shattered to pieces, so much so she wrote an entire album. She dated two of the dudes in the band. They had a fight. Oh, so she dated two other dudes too. Another dude too. No way. Holy shit. Can you imagine though? Like, you're just like in a band and she's just writing songs like shitting on you, like song after song. It's like being on Taylor Swift's band, you know, and dating her, and she's like dating everybody. But every album is about a different band member. Like imagine if it were like that. Yeah, I remember when she dated the drummer. That album really had some really interesting rhythm. You could tell the drummer was going through something when he pulled out that three by four. I don't know how the fuck you're talking about it. The 3x4 rhythms straight out of some John Coltrane jazz shit. You know what I'm talking about? You could tell, hey, Pogman 3, Pogman Rising. Appreciate the follow. You know what I'm talking about?
If I could find my reasoning.
You shared a cigarette with Gwen Stefani once in 1998? Damn. Did it have lipstick on it? Was her lipstick still on it? Alright, this song, we've heard this song a gajillion times, right? It's my life! We've heard this, right? Like, this song plays all the time. Oh my God, this is Brazil. This is Brazilian celebrity news. Look at this. This is they're reporting on a fashion show. This is São Paulo Fashion Week. This is like the New York Fashion Week. Are y'all reacting to music? We're reacting to everything. This is a Brazilian like pop culture news page that we're looking at. So they're posting, I guess, about like São Paulo Fashion Week is like the New York Fashion Week for my hometown. It's like the biggest fashion week in Brazil. I guess this dude was like walking around in his underwear. oh my God, what? This is sad. Little girl, I mean, why would you even kind of phrase it like it's supposed to be funny? This is weird.
Falando que você é pobre? Isso aqui deve ser o quê?
Oh my God. So her mom is like, she's crying because she's poor. And her mom's like, well, what would you want to be? She's like, rich. And then the mom starts laughing. Ah, poor girl, bro. She wanted to be rich. Yeah, look at her voice. She's saying, no, I'm not rich. My family is poor.
Você tá chorando porque você é pobre? Isso aqui deve ser o quê?
Rica.
Oh, poor girl! Jesus! This is so sad.
Pra vocês, um tratamento.
This is a girl who grew up in like the ranch showing her skincare routine. Great. Oh yeah, you guys, I love complaining about gas prices here, but honestly, you know how bad it is in Brazil? It's almost $5 for gasoline per liter, okay? Do you know how many liters are in a fucking gallon? I don't. I have to look that up. How many liters are in a gallon? 3.7 liters, okay? Let's do... Hey, Siri. How much is 3.78 times 4.74? That's $17.92 per gallon. Okay? That's almost $18 a gallon. Okay? God. It's so crazy. That's how fucking crazy it is. Isn't that super expensive? It's so crazy.
Uma apuração.
Oh my god. I guess Anita is filming in Rio and people are like running after her. Well, holy shit. People really stan her, huh? Oh, hold up. I got my foods here. Let's do this. I want to see some of this Tana stuff talking about iDubbbz, and then we're going to pull up the ghost vids. Yeah?
You will take Tana's word for it. She's never going to smoke before the podcast again. We just did 10 minutes where she just decided we're just going to trash all of it.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast. I'm violently, violently high and I need to power through this. I need to like third eye this like limitless pill, blue pill. Like I convince myself I'm not high.
Do you need a sip of this Alani Nutrition?
Are they paying you?
No.
You've been doing so many free brand deals lately, you guys. Brooke,
but how funny would that be if I was just, dude,
Brooke will like do things in life where it's like, hey, person, can you do this favor for me?
Okay. All right. I can't deal with this. Just get to the point. Where the fuck do they talk about iDubbbz?
So my own brand deal and shit
because of results.
Like, you know one thing I hate about podcasts and YouTubers, you know, it used to be this meme that YouTubers would like make a 15 minute video but spend the first like 12 minutes talking about everything except what the video was about. A podcast is literally an excuse for a YouTuber to do that unironically, you know what I mean? Like I wish people just got to the point like immediately. I hate wasting time, but obviously I may be the only one like that.
Demming, and I told it.
Talk about the allegations. I'm doing my best Blow Blacks impressions, right?
Probably in the last like year, they integrated like a I would be like, oh my god, this. There was no future there. He's way too. Another literally scared. Oh my Sabbath day is coming up.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh my god, I don't even want to go because like I don't want to be. He says hi, whatever. I'm like. I was stalking him for
oh my god, I don't care.
I so highly of him.
I don't care.
No, who's the other guy that did that? And Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity.
But do you see Michaela Testa?
Thomas.
I feel like I'm about to regret even clicking on this. I just heard a soundbite. And I'm about to, there are no captions. The captions have been deactivated. Trust me, hoes. I would have done this. I would have searched the captions like immediately, but it's turned off. But I feel like there is soundbite gold over here. This is going to be a moment that we're all going to regret not watching. So let's just see what she's.
With the key and the kite.
No, who's the other guy that did that?
I'm like, Sir Isaac Newton. Michaela Tesla.
They're trying to figure out who discovered electricity.
on how Benjamin Franklin
to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code Tana.
Thomas Edison, do you know one time I wrote an entire essay on how Benjamin Franklin invented the light bulb?
Wait, and Thomas Edison, you're talking to the wrong person. What did Benjamin Franklin do?
I think he was a president.
Electricity, oh. Right?
No fucking way. What did Benjamin Franklin do? I think he was a president.
With the key no, and the kite.
No, who's the other guy that did that?
I'm like, Sir Isaac Newton?
Nikola Tesla? No!
Michaela Tesla?
Thomas Edison did the light bulb. And Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity.
But do you see how I could get...
My God. My God.
Get the two mixed up.
Absolutely. I don't understand at all. Benjamin Franklin.
Isaac, they threw everybody in there. They threw Isaac Newton, who... discovered the, came up with the gravity, right? Didn't come up with gravity. The theory of gravity or whatever the fuck you call it. I'm not doing that much better. I can't criticize him. Tesla came up with the Tesla coils. Benjamin Franklin discovered the concept of electricity. Abraham Lincoln is on the penny and he made lamps apparently, according to the chat. Okay.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're all in the same boat. We're on a one-way ticket to hell. Tesla was a backstabber, taking credit for others' works. I think that's the other way around. Tesla used to work for Edison, as far as I remember. And Edison took a bunch of Tesla's credit, so much so that Tesla quit because he felt used by Edison. And then Tesla and Edison. Yeah. Tesla was an idealist who sought out new ideas and believed that technology could be used to improve people's lives. Edison was more practical-minded and focused on improving existing technologies. Big difference between the two boiled down to the fact that Edison turned his inventions into commercial businesses, while many of Tesla's ideas were either commercialized by others or mere concepts that were never commercialized. So yeah, Tesla gave his ideas away. Edison was like more of a genius marketer.
Invented energy. I can't even remember. Invented energy is crazy. No one invented energy.
Good. I'm presenting loud, dumb hooker when I talk.
Genius.
But other than that, like, it's just, I don't know.
I feel really... like you could do it. So you're trying to trap a, not trap. Okay, trap is crazy. You're trying to land an Elliot Grange type.
It's not even just, at one point was just an outside thing.
It is. There's so many things that are like that. Like, I think Theo Von just did a bit on that. Like, who decided we should have chairs for the first time? Like, all of a sudden, one guy was like,
I swear to God, I saw one. And, like, I had that thought for, like, the first time the other day. Like, this is fucking absolutely insane. So, obviously, as, like, teenagers, you drink, right? I'm quitting night. The goal is always a normal, nice guy. So, my preferences
changed my...
on my Twitter, like, chronicles of me, like, failing on Hinge. So I posted it just, like, as a joke, and I thought all the responses would be like, yeah, that's insane, like, that's so weird. And all the responses were like, go on the date.
Yeah,
I mean, theoretically, I thought body was hot if I hearted here is you're able to do that.
That's valid. But
we are 30 minutes in and they haven't even broached the conversation.
Would you act?
Beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. And I slide in on him and he responds immediately. And we start with thought-provoking tools and thoughts and sentiments.
Okay.
Yeah, because mine I want empathy that. For my friends.
Yeah.
I don't want my therapist to feel bad for me.
I don't want them to feel bad for me. I want them to relate to me and understand what I'm saying and like and see why I did what I did.
But
and
then
like
how could you ever get better if you're taking advice from someone who has the same issues as you?
Because they now know how to fix it. Be like, okay, have
the picture, high quality vibes, hard eyes. Thank you, blank, for always going above and beyond. Like that's left
by a dick.
5808. Oh, thank you, Frosty. The last 10 fucking minutes.
Guest you in their story. And it's not like random people. It's like news things. My phone. Just bad episodes coming up. Like an insane amount. And I'm scared that the people might like this. But honestly, why would anyone like this more?
Yeah, not after this one.
I woke up the other day. And like I said, I've been having a really shoddy week when it comes to waking up to just bad news. Mm-hmm. I've woken up pretty much every single day this week to bad news. And the only day I didn't wake up to bad news, I opened my phone and my Instagram DMs are just so much like mention you in their story, mention you in their story, mention you in their story. And it's not like random people. It's like news things. And that's never usually a good thing.
Uh-uh.
Like if I wake up and my Instagram DMs are like me being tagged in a bunch of fucking news accounts and like press thing story, like I usually did something that I'm going to have to then apologize for. I click on one and it says iDubbbz has apologized to Tana Mojo. I'm like checking the date. I'm like, is this April Fool's Day? Like what's going on? I sooner thought I would die before I would ever see anything like that. And it's funny because like 2 weeks ago, Oscar was like, you would have the most viral episode of Canceled and like it could be good for you to have iDubbbz on and like try to squash beef. I don't even know if you can call that beef or just talk about things like, you know what I mean? Blah, blah. And I was like telling him like I would sooner have on Joe Biden. Like
would never happen.
In the sense that like I didn't ever think he would. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't want to like, hey, like we've never talked one time. Uh-huh. Like ever, ever, ever. We've never, ever spoken. And I guess he posted this apology video apologizing for like a bunch of things he did in the past. One of them being the video he made with me or like to me or something. And I was like, damn, like, I just never expected that. And I don't know how I feel about it, you know, because like, and I don't know how to say this. I'm not talking about anything in regards of the things he said, but I'm more so just talking about like his actions to me. Like, you know, him showing up to my show, him kind of putting me on blast, him inevitably making me kind of canceled and lose subscribers and have to apologize and all that type of stuff. I kind of think I like deserved that. And maybe that's like dark, like to say, but like, I don't feel like I'm owed an apology. And maybe that's because I've accepted it so much that like people always ask me if you could go back in time and like make that never happen, like would you? And I always say no, because I feel like at the time it was obviously a very Oscar goes cry.
We heard him.
Like it was a very dark time period of my life when it came to like self-reflection and trying to figure shit out. And like, I think I would be a completely different person if I didn't have that. I think it I was on track to just be so on my high horse and like egotistical and like nothing could go wrong, that something going wrong gave me such a dose of reality that like this might not last forever. Like you need to be held accountable for actions. I don't know, like it made me do so much necessary.
They're talking about iDubbbz apologizing to Tana in his apology.
Growth, and I think it also changed the entire trajectory of my career and life. Like I don't even think Canceled would be here if like I didn't get canceled a bunch, and that was kind of the start of that, to like shape that brand for me. Like it wasn't like I went into this being like I'm canceled, like I'm scandalous. Like if anything, I wanted to be brand safe to an extent, you know what I mean? And just like everything, I feel like it really shaped the course of my life. And so I guess because of how much I wouldn't go back in time and like change anything, I've never like felt like I like deserved an apology for that. I was like, I feel like you had that coming, and like, you know what I mean?
I feel like both things can be true at the same time. Like he can be wrong, but it can also like have been not like beneficial, but it was like a part of your little journey. Like it was important to the storyline.
I didn't think about that those things can both coexist.
Yeah.
You know,
in my like head, he still did something wrong. He was in the wrong and he like should have done it, but that's not to say something good couldn't have come out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
And just looking back as well, I think even at the time I was more like, you know, I can't believe all of this is happening. But like, you were poking the bear. Like, I was the one who mentioned him first. And like, at the time I had this boyfriend who was like so obsessed with him. And I just like remember being like, I don't get this obsession. And I just like voiced it so incorrectly. And it's like, bitch, you had a stick and you were poking the fucking bear.
Yeah.
Like that, those are the videos he was making at the time. Did you think, I think I honest to God thought I was like just too small of a creator for him to like make a whole content cop on. Cause at the time those were getting like 40 million views and he's doing them on like, I just never thought I was in that like caliber. You know what I mean? So then when it happened, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it. I don't know what happened.
That's fair. It's been, it's just been like, so I was like 18, 19 at most, like when this happened. I still lived in Vegas. Like, oh, it really? Happened so long ago. So I think that's why I was so shook and like didn't know what to think.
I wonder what happened that made him feel like he should just apologize all of a sudden.
In the video,
maybe
he
feels like,
thanks for the sub.
His journey.
In the video, he kind of talks about having like an awakening and like essentially an ego death. Those aren't his words, but like that's kind of what I took from that. That like he now can like feel so much more empathy towards things he was doing. And at the time, he feels like he like did.
Thanks for gifting the sub, Captain. I mean, good for him.
He's really just like on some sort of growth journey.
Absolutely, honestly. I mean,
I feel like it's right for him to apologize. I feel like you just did deserve an apology, whether maybe you think you deserved the video or not.
I don't know how to, it's, you know, I don't really.
Touchy. You should have him on.
Yeah, it was just, it was one of those things where I was just really shocked and everyone's tweeting me wanting my response. And I was like, I'm genuinely like, I have no words. So it's taken me like a week to kind of form that. And then I tweeted and I was like, I wonder if he come on Canceled Podcast. Like, I would love to like talk to him at length. And then he messaged me and it's even just crazy. Like opening my phone and like seeing that we're like messaging. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was not on my bingo card for this year at fucking all, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to come on Canceled. And
okay.
Yeah. Jeff has offered to fill in for you on that episode.
Yeah, I would like that. I had to Google it like when you first said it because I was like, I don't want to be so uneducated that it's crazy.
And it's
I
not.
I was just not really in it.
And it's not even that I want to like bring light back to that stuff because it is like clear. It seems like we're both so far removed from all of that and even like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like kind of just bringing it all back up again.
Thanks for
the
sub.
But I think that at the same time, like that is why this is called canceled in so many ways. I've had so many scandals and they all are like, I don't want to dumb this one down to a scandal because it really was like intense. Like, I feel like it's just so long ago that I've like really let that, like let everything die, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to like reignite it all to me kind of also does feel like unnecessary and stupid and pointless.
Yeah.
But.
So his video essentially called Tana out for using the N-word, hard R, and making racist depictions of her friend, Amari. That was the core of it. There was more to it, but that was the core of it. You know?
Him apologizing also was never a part of this.
Yeah, he kind of just, for me. He kind of got the ball rolling.
Thanks for the sub, and thanks for gifting more, Captain Dick Breath.
Slay.
Anyway. I mean, as usual, per Tana, I feel like I just watched 10 minutes of something, and there's no information that, you know what I mean? Like, literally nothing was learned.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's how I felt. Billy Madison is one of my favorite movies. I've been slipping in and out of some Billy Madison in my videos. Just a simple no would have been okay, yes. We feel the same about you as well. Well, I'm happy I can make you regret your existence. I'm happy. We're all in the same boat together, going straight to fucking hell. Okay, let's check out some of these videos on Discord.
So this is what it's like when...
A 53-minute video? Holy shit. Hold up. I don't know if we can do 53 minutes.
Get the rest of it. Good boy. Get that one. Get it all. Good boy. Get that one. Here, right here. Get that one. Here's another one. Get it. Get that one. Get that one, too. And this one.
See that one right there.
Get all of it. Yeah, get it all. Look, you left some. Look, yeah, there you go. There you go. You got this one? Get this one. There's another one, look.
All right.
Good boy. Good boy. Get this, get this one.
Damn. This is smart. You just train wild animals to do your bidding. You don't even have to...
Golem. The fuck was that? A World of Warcraft sound effect?
Yeah, it was like a... One of those
quill board.
BRD.
The quill board?
Wait, is this Gollum? He's playing with Gollum? Glittering Rain, thanks for the sub, and thank you for gifting, Captain Dick Breath.
Is that a quill board?
Golem.
Is there a new Lord of the Rings game that came out? What the hell?
Welcome to...
Well, I feel like we should dedicate a whole episode to watching this, because this is a two-hour episode, an hour episode. Even though I am pretty interested.
...to a very dark and special episode of Chaotic Web, as this is the most brutal story I have ever encountered. At only 11 months old, Drew Barrymore was thrown onto a set, and she seemingly never left, rising to superstardom with her hit movie E.T. and falling into addiction at a shocking 7 years old. Her mother, Jade, would leave her alone to adult boyfriends.
Start with a ghost story? That's what you guys want to watch? This is a sad story. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. You know, her great-grandfather was one of the greatest... Or her grandfather. I don't remember if he was great-grandfather or grandfather, but, like, in her lineage, I think John Barrymore, one of the great silent movie actors, died of alcoholism. I think it was cirrhosis of the liver. You just watch this. They talk about it, about his about her grandfather. Her grandfather was... Yeah, I can see they start with a silent. They show some, not the silent era, but they show some pictures from back in the day. Yeah, it's really tragic all around.
Bucksgrave Road. Friends David and Dell from the YouTube channel Signs and Signals are driving down a creepy back road called Bucksgrave Road in Carlisle, South Carolina. David and Dell say that when they were kids, they witnessed some very strange things out on Bucksgrave Road, such as odd, unexplainable lights and orbs. So, while driving down the narrow dirt road shooting some B-roll for their video in the car, they experienced something absolutely unnerving.
I think that's enough B-roll then.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste all the off battery already?
The camera's battery's getting low. What the f*** is that?
Dell, what the f*** do you want to zoom in the camera?
I watch things faster because I'm impatient. That's really what it is.
Damn, what the f***? What the f*** are you supposed to do? Ain't nobody supposed to be out here. Oh, sh**. That just walked in the woods.
Wait, what am I deflecting? There's a new Gollum game, not movie. What am I deflecting? And stream as long as we all have 20. Yeah, okay.
Where's the headlamp at? The headlamp should be right there. Like, he didn't, like, he stopped. Did he turn off the light? Can you see in there?
No, I can't see.
I'm zoomed in. I can't hardly see.
Zoom in. Don't zoom in. It ain't gonna help.
What the f***?
Oh, you're joking? Okay. I get it.
What the f*** are you doing?
The content play.
What the f*** are you talking about? The content play. David, what the hell are you doing?
Hello?
I already tried that. He don't want none.
I'm trying to hear.
You dumb mother f***.
Super Nanny.
Okay, come on.
I like that show.
This ain't even what we're supposed to be here for.
Dude, I couldn't hear or see anything out there. It's so pitch black.
Damn.
To this day, David and Dell say that they have no idea who or what the creepy stranger could have been. And paranormal or not, they claim that they have never been so scared in all their life.
Okay, I'm sorry, but this is fake as fuck. Okay, this one has to be fake. All right? Like, it would be so easy to just hide someone in there. Like, we're not falling for this one, right? They just left them hanging. They didn't high-five them, and they left them. They, like, had to go and drive back.
So, Did they encounter some creep in the remote woods? Or is it all just an elaborate hoax? You decide. You can watch this entire video and many more spooky moments over on their YouTube channel, Signs and Signals. Neighborhood Watch. Sarah Marie and her husband Bobby are having an afternoon get-together with some friends at their home in Florida, when suddenly they spot something very odd at the neighbor's house across the road.
Comes back the other way. What? It looks like someone's peeking through that window, the one that's open.
Not recording?
Yes!
I think we watched this one before.
There's nobody in that house. There's nobody at all. Nobody.
I didn't know they could be that visible, though.
I'm pretty sure I remember seeing this one.
A strange shadow can be seen quickly moving back and forth in Sarah's neighbor's home, freaking out everyone and even seeming to upset their two puppies. Sarah explains online that the home belongs to an older woman whose son, sadly, had passed away. Worried about the older woman's safety, Sarah calls her neighbor. But the woman says, I'm not even at home right now. So who or what could this be? I leave it up to you to decide. The Ghostly Guest. Over on the Japanese YouTube page, Kuro Shiro channel, an anonymous paranormal investigator, Shiro, who always wears a mask, sets out to investigate an allegedly haunted hotel room somewhere in Japan. The investigator says that recently a man's life was taken in an extremely violent and barbaric way in one of the hotel rooms. Since then, the room is said to be haunted. Shiro plans to spend the night to investigate. So Shiro sets up a few static cameras and a motion and voice-activated toy dog. But during the investigation, the motion-sensing toy begins to act very strangely.
Donald.
いやいやいや、それはないわ。どうした？おい、何これ壊れてんだけど、マジで。なんか落ち着いて。一回電源切るか。
Is this like a Chucky scenario?
A little shaken up, Shiro resets the toy dog and continues to investigate. What happens next is absolutely terrifying.
See, a lot of these, like, I'm so skeptical about a lot of these because it'd be so easy to fake this shit. There's some that, like, genuinely, like, it will make you question physics and reality, right? But a lot of these, I mean, why is the narrator so biased? I don't know. You know, this is just a camera trick. Exactly. I mean, I hate being so skeptical. I like just, you know, thinking, oh shit, this is it, you know, but some of these are so fake. I just wish they put a little bit more effort into it, you know? Your phone died. They're trying to create suspense, most likely. Blair Witch. I didn't even see anything, bro. You just confused.
Oh
my god, not that toy dog again.
Oh,
Oh, he's got a bidet.
From the corner of his eye, Shiro sees the hallway door slowly open by itself. But when he goes to check, there's no one there. When he turns back toward the hallway, a frightening dark figure can be seen standing right in front.
It's a coat! It's a fucking coat!
...of him. Shiro recoils in shock, tripping over his own feet. He quickly grabs his camera and gets back up, but the figure...
There was a cut in between. There was a cut. That's it. There was a cut. You can tell. They usually do the cuts in between.
...here has just disappeared. Shiro believes that he might have captured the angry spirit of the man whose life was taken in the hotel room. But some of Shiro's viewers think that the apparition looks more like a woman, perhaps even the vicious entity responsible for the man's death. But what do you think? You can watch Shiro's entire investigation over on his YouTube, Kuro Shiro channel. Before we move on to the next video, if you see anything that you think should be included in the exploring an abandoned building somewhere in Kazakhstan.
Okay, let's try a different one. There are other scary videos that were submitted here in the Discord. Let's try a different one. Slapped ham. Hold up. Exploring with Josh. Let's see this one. Which one fucks you up? Pantry ghost door? Okay. I want something that's going to traumatize me, please. Okay?
Jody, what are you doing?
Waiting for you. When are we going to go to the movie?
After we eat. We'll go to the movie. My dad is in town. Microwave, say hello.
Hello, say hello.
Hello, and my new mom.
Can I get something to eat?
Yes, right. Go for it.
Just cereal for now.
Wait, is this like a Blair Witch thing? It's like an actual home video that's been edited together?
And eat on the counter.
What is this? Why is the video acting all weird? Oh, there's supposed to be a ghost. Wait, is that supposed to be a ghost in that window? Normal speed, pussy? Bro. I told you I'm impatient, okay? I want to see what happens. There's a girl. Huh. The cat video scary? Okay. I set up my... We'll check the cat video. Hold up. I fucking missed the text. Hold on. I set up my video camera to record from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. The first clip took place on January 12th at 12:34 a.m. What you were about to see is real. Okay. The next recording takes place on January 14th, 12:34. I can't explain the image or the light orbs in the next clip. Wait, so he just set up a camera every night in front of this door? The last recording took place on January 18th at 12:34 a.m. The protein powder, oh man. I know, tell me about it. Protein powder can be terrifying. Give me the willies. Oh my god. You just killed the tension. No jump scare, I guess. I'm waiting for the jump scare. Since releasing these videos to the online community, skeptics, the text is moving too fast, bro. Come on. Skeptics have asked to see this phenomenon in person. John from Sacramento messaged me on metacafe.com, arguing the validity of my videos. I invited him to San Diego to see firsthand. 2007.
Hi, I'm John. It's day 10, 12.
Hi, I'm John. Hi, John. I'm Dennis.
12:03 a.m. Still nothing happening.
Open the door!
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go, go, go. Whoa. Go, go, go.
There was a cut at some point.
Look out, look out, look out.
There's a cut in there. I'm sorry. There's a cut.
Oh, my God. What the? I don't know. That's crazy. I told you. Let's get out of here. Go.
Started thinking in my head, what would happen if I locked the pantry door?
He decides to put a lock on the door because he figures if there's a lock, it won't be able to open.
Would it stop the pantry from opening at night? And again, at 12 o'clock, set up my camera, got as close as I could to the door, started filming.
I'm trying to keep up. It's just really hard to scare me. Okay. Like the most scared you'll ever see me is when you guys play the sound effects and I don't see it coming. Like I genuinely don't see it coming. With videos, I've watched and made so many fucking videos that like I can a lot of the times in anticipation of stuff, I can see when stuff's gonna happen. Because I see the editing tricks. I see what, you know. It's just, it's annoying to watch anything with me. Because I'm always thinking of like the analytical sense of breaking everything down. Well, to be fair, this isn't scary. Yeah, I was expecting it to be a little scarier. Let me search something real quick. What the hell? This is fucking weird. This is weird. What the hell is this? I literally just searched scariest videos I found on the internet part 2. What the hell is this?
Mom, fight him. A TikTok user, some demon captured something weird.
Holy shit. This is weirdo shit. This is fucking weird.
Something peculiar catches our attention in the video. A woman exhibiting behavior that doesn't seem quite human. I'm curious to know your thoughts on whether it's genuine or stage. Feel free to share in the comments section below. The following video is from a TikTok user, Danny Tumia, who was out for a night walk with his son, when he recorded something really scary.
Windows are broken out, graffiti all over it. There might be a hole underground that leads right to the sewer because, you know, Rowan's got his pinwheel and he loves it. Man, I'm telling you, there's something in there. I mean, Rowan can smell it. I mean, Daryl can smell it.
What is it, Daryl? Oh, what is that?
And Rowan hears it. You know, look at him. Ah! Then my phone tweaks out of nowhere, and then this happened.
Oh, my light went out.
Whoa, what is that?
My light went out. What is it, Daryl?
If you think there's something in there, why the hell would you let your kid stand over it? I'd say, hey, kid, get back there, okay? Daddy's got to throw a couple of C4 down here.
I can't see. What is it?
Oh! Nope, I'm out.
While taking a walk at night, something grabs their attention. The boy leans over a drain grate, and suddenly their phone's flashlight stops working. Then hands, presumably belonging to something or someone, emerge from the bars. Frightened, they quickly flee.
These hands look like they were added in post.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, it looks like it was added in post. Just because of, I mean, there's a shadow here. He could easily create a shadow, but just the way the light is hitting the fingers, I don't know, doesn't seem natural to me. Motion blur is pretty intact, unless they put somebody in there.
This real?
It doesn't look like the hand even touched his foot.
Or fake. Here's a video from...
I don't know. It's pretty weird. The hands are fake, right? Yeah.
TikTok user Lindsay Burke, who typically doesn't share anything related to the paranormal. However, during one of her TikTok videos, numerous viewers pointed out something eerie captured in the footage. Noticeably, while filming a brief video, a peculiar black figure materializes in the far background. Lindsay subsequently creates another video, clarifying the exact location where the ghostly figure appeared.
Hi guys, I'm just doing a quick update. So I just want to show you what's in that room and maybe that'll make things a little bit easier. So this is where I filmed that video in front of this window. And then if you turn around, this is that room. And we do have a weird attic here that I've never been into. So this is my husband's gaming room, which is even weirder. And this space over here, just here, is where the shape was. And even weirder, on top of my hairdressing trolley down here, I have this. It's not real, it's fake. I bought it as a placemat. I don't have the planchet to it. It's never been used. I don't know what to do with it. I just use it to mix up bowls on top of. If you look at any of my hairdressing videos, I'm mixing all of my colors on top of this. What do I do with it? Someone give me advice.
Lindsay is currently uncertain about what to do with the Ouija board, as she wonders if it could have played a role in the strange occurrence. Regardless of whether it was genuine or not, she realizes that it could still be used for the same purpose. In a subsequent video, Lindsay finds herself alone at home once again. And this time, she hears something that sends shivers down her spine.
Yeah, that noise sounds like it was added in post. That's weird.
What's the fuck? And I'm home alone. Great.
It turns out that the microphone in the same room where the figure was spotted started playing radio static on its own. So what exactly is happening in Lindsay's house? She mentioned that she hasn't explored the attic yet, which could be the source of the strange occurrences. Additionally, there's the presence of the Ouija board to consider. Patrick.
Okay, let's see this. This is fucked. Let's see it. I think I may have seen this. Is the stool moving? Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck you. My God. God. Beware of jump scare. Oh my God, he don't read. I did not read the title. I did not read the title of that video. I did not. I did not. Holy shit. Fuck you. Yes, I'm like, what's his name? Fucking, what's the name of that Will Ferrell character? Anchorman? I'm like Ron Burgundy, okay? You know how Ron Burgundy just reads everything off of the thing? I'm the opposite. I don't read anything off of the thing. I just click and watch. I think you gave me a heart attack. I think you legitimately gave me a fucking heart attack. Holy shit. Yeah, you did. You did get me. You got me pretty fucking good. You got me pretty fucking good. Holy shit. Oh, man. I'm like crying here. Can't believe it. I was priding myself on never being got. But I was like, in the middle of all that, I was like, something's got to happen. Is this another one of those lame videos? As soon as I thought that, it fucking showed up. Man, you guys are too much. I love you guys too much. Holy shit, Frosty. I got to hand it to you. You got me there. You sure got me there, Frosty. Please space the rugs out. Okay, I'll do my best. let us know when you need an ambulance. I'm pretty sure I'm not having a heart attack off of this, but I'll keep you guys updated, okay? Anyway, folks, I am going to start wrapping up because it is 10 or so here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles! Me hometown. Not me hometown, but the place I live in. Hi, hey. Thanks for the live, little butt. I appreciate you, little butt. We're all little butts out here. Good morning. Good day, little butt. Anyway, appreciate you. Thank you, Frosty. Thanks for the follow. Thank you, Frosty. I appreciate you for getting me. I will get you back. That is a promise. Okay, and everybody else in the chat, thank you for joining today. It was a lot of fun. I have fun every day with you guys. But with that being said, I hope all of you have an amazing weekend. Can't wait to be back next week to chat again. So we will see you around.